Ghost Note programming from scratch in Ableton Live 12, advanced, drum and bass focus. Let's build a two-bar loop that feels like it's rolling forward even when the pattern is simple, and we're doing it properly. Ghost notes that you feel in your body, not ghost notes that scream look, I added more notes. Alright, open Ableton Live 12. Step 0, set the environment so it behaves like DNB. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a new MIDI track, drop a drum rack on it, and make a 2-bar MIDI clip. Turn loop on, and set the clip length to exactly 2 bars. 2.0.0. Quick reason for 2 bars. Ghost notes need a little time to tell a story. If you only program 1 bar, it's easy to make something that loops like a robotic stamp. 2 bars gives you room to evolve without adding clutter. Now build a clean foundation first. No ghosts yet. In your drum rack, load a kick, a snare, and a closed hat. If you want, add a ride or shaker later, but keep it minimal right now. For the kick, pick something tight and punchy, short tail. For the snare, pick your main snare, something with body and crack. Hats should be short and controllable. Now program the obvious anchor groove. This is the part a lot of people skip, and then the ghosts end up trying to write the beat for them. We don't want that. In the MIDI clip, place your main snare on beats 2 and 4. In Ableton's clip grid terms, that's 1.2.1 and 1.4.1 in bar 1, and the same positions in bar 2. For the kick, start with a classic DNB skeleton. Put a kick on 1.1, then add another kick around 1.3.3 or 1.3.2 depending on your vibe. Copy that idea into bar 2, but keep it simple. We're building a framework for hats. Just lay down straight 16th closed hats across the bar for now. Don't overthink it. Set their velocities somewhere around 65 to 80 temporarily. This is not the final hat programming, it's just so you can feel time moving. Cool! At this point you should have something that sounds like a basic DNB grid. Kick, snare on 2 and 4, and hats ticking along. Now we create ghost notes the professional way, dedicated layers. Here's the key. Ghosts are easiest to mix when they have their own drum rack pad and their own processing. That's how you avoid messing up your main snare while you shape the ghosts. So duplicate your snare to a new pad. Keep your main snare where it is, for example on D1, and put the ghost snare on another pad like E1. Same sample is fine to start, but the processing will make it behave differently. Go to the ghost snares simpler. First, turn it down. Start somewhere like -6 to -12 dB compared to the main snare. You're not trying to hear it as a second snare, you're trying to feel it as momentum. Next, filter it. High-pass it somewhere around 180 to 250 Hz to start. If you're going for darker, heavier DNB, you might push that high-pass even higher, 300 to 500 Hz, so it becomes more papery and less chunky. The low-mids are where ghost notes destroy mixes, especially once the bass is loud. Then tighten the envelope. Shorter decay, shorter release than the main snare. And here's a subtle one. Slightly soften the attack if the ghost is clicking too hard. Two hits at the same low velocity can sound totally different depending on transient shape. We want brush, not mini snare. Now program classic snare ghost placement. Think around the main snare, not random extra notes. We'll use a reliable rolling pattern over one bar. Put a ghost 1/16th before beat 2, so 1.1.4. Put a ghost after beat 2, around 1.2.3. Then 1/16th before beat 4, 1.3.4, and one after beat 4, 1.4.3. Do that for bar 1, and copy it to bar 2 as a starting point. Then give bar 2 a tiny development so the loop feels like it's leaning forward. Add one extra ghost near the end of bar 2, something like 2.4.4 or 2.4.3, but very lightly. Now the make or break. Velocity. Open the velocity lane. Set main snare velocity in a strong range, like 105 to 120. That's your anchor. Now set ghost snare velocities low, real low. Start around 28 to 35. Your usable range is roughly 18 to 45 depending on the sample and processing. Then shape them with intention. The ghosts that lead into the snare, the pre-snare pickups like 1.1.4 and 1.3.4, can be a touch louder, maybe 32 to 45, because they create a sense of pulling into the backbeat. The after-hit ghosts, like 1.2.3 and 1.4.3, usually sit lower, like 18 to 32. That creates an answer rather than a challenge. Here's the reality check that actually matters. If you can clearly identify every ghost hit once the bass drops and the limiter is working, they're too loud. The win condition is this. Mute the ghost layer, and the groove collapses. Unmute it, and it doesn't sound busier, it just sounds more alive. Now micro timing. This is where you get rolling instead of perfect grid with extra notes. In the MIDI editor, hit fold so you only see your used notes. Select only the ghost snare notes, not the main snare. Nudge a couple ghost notes slightly late, like +3 to +8 milliseconds. That creates a laid-back drag and makes the groove breathe. Then take one of the pre-snare ghosts and nudge it slightly early, like -2 to -5 milliseconds. That creates urgency into the snare. Teacher note, don't overdo this. If you move ghosts so far that they sound like separate hits, you're basically making flams. We want push and pull, not sloppiness. Now let's add controlled swing with the groove pull, but stay subtle because it's DNB, not hip-hop. Open groove pull. Grab a swing 16 groove, something mild. Apply it to your clip. Set timing to about 10 to 20%. Keep velocity influence low, like 0 to 10%, because we already crafted velocities. Random can be tiny, like 0 to 5%, just to avoid that machine gun sameness. If the groove starts feeling limp, that's your sign you went too far. DNB swing is usually a hint, not a personality change. Next, hat ghosts. This is huge for pace and air, and it's where a lot of expensive drums come from. Instead of one hat lane, make two hat layers, main hat and ghost hat. Duplicate your hat sample to another pad. On the ghost hat chain, filter it. You can low pass around 8 to 12 kHz if it's too bright, or high pass if you want just air and tick. Use your ears. If your hats are smearing wide, drop a utility and reduce width a bit on the ghost hat. Ghost layers should support, not wash the stereo image. Programming-wise, keep the main hats a steady 16 THz. Then place ghost hats on off 16 THz, or add occasional super quiet pickups near snares. If you get tempted to add 32 NDS everywhere, stop and pick only one moment where it matters, like a tiny pickup into beat 4 in bar 2. Velocity for ghost hats is very low, like 15 to 35. Again, felt, not heard. Now optional kick ghosts. This is advanced, and it's risky in DNB because low end is sacred. If you want kick ghosts, do not use your sub-heavy kick. Duplicate the kick, but treat the ghost kick as a mid-thump layer. On the ghost kick chain, at EQ 8, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz. You're removing sub contribution so it doesn't fight the bass. If it's boxy, dip around 200 to 350 Hz slightly. Then add a saturator with gentle drive, like 1 to 3 dB, and soft clip-on. This makes low-velocity hits speak without needing to raise their level. Program just one or two ghost kicks per bar, velocity 15 to 35, placed between kick and snare. Think in the gaps, not on the anchors. If your bass is huge, keep these rare or skip them entirely. Now we glue. This is where ghosts stop sounding like they're sitting on top of the beat and start sounding like they belong inside the drum texture. On the drum rack track, add a simple bus chain. First, drum bus. Drive around 2 to 6. Crunch low or off. Boom usually off for DNB because it can mess with sub. Use damp to tame harshness if the top gets spicy. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds or auto. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then EQ 8. If things get cloudy, cut a bit around 250 to 450 Hz. If hats are too sharp, a gentle high shelf down around 10 kHz can help. Important coach note. Avoid fake dynamics from bus compression. If your glue is climbing too hard and you add backup gain, your ghosts can jump forward in a weird way. Bypass your bus chain for a second. If ghosts suddenly sound more natural bypassed, reduce gain reduction or slow the release. Now the classic DNB arrangement move. Bar 2 rolls harder than bar 1. Here are two ways to do it. Option 1, simple density. Bar 1 has fewer ghosts. Bar 2 gets one extra ghost near the end, maybe 2.4.3, and slightly higher velocity on the last pre-snare pickup. Add one tiny hat pickup, super low velocity, and you've got forward motion. Option 2, call and response ghosting, which is more advanced and feels less copy-paste. Bar 1, focus on pre-snare pickups. Bar 2, focus on post-snare drags. So instead of adding more notes, you move the emphasis. The loop feels like it's speaking back to itself. Now let's add two advanced spice tools in Live 12, probability and spectral thinking. First, spectral ghosts. Don't just think quiet, think different frequency job. If your main snare is giving you low body around 180 Hz and crack around 3 to 6 kHz, consider shaping ghosts to live more in the mid-pap, like 600 HC to 2 KHE, or in air, like 8 to 12 KHE. That way they read as movement, not extra snare hits. Second, MIDI probability with a ceiling. Add two optional ghost notes in your pattern. Set their probability to around 40 to 70%, but keep their velocity locked low. The point is variation without surprise loud taps. Over 8 or 16 bars it adds life, without making the groove unpredictable in a bad way. If you want an extra pro-level mixing move, sidechain the ghost snare away from the main snare. Put a compressor on the ghost snare chain, enable sidechain, choose the main snare as the input. Fast attack, medium release, and just a little reduction, like 1 to 4 dB, right when the main snare hits. This keeps the main snare dominant, and the ghosts fill the gaps like they're supposed to. And here's a super useful sound design bonus, the ghost exciter return. Create a return track, put saturator with soft clip on, then EQ 8 high passing around 400 to 800 HC, then a tiny dark room reverb. Send only the ghost chains to it. This is a cheat code. You get audibility and space without raising the dry level of your ghost notes. Now do the one test that actually matters. Context. Bring in a bass line or even a placeholder sub. Put a limiter on the master temporarily, just for the stress test, and push it until the drums are obviously loud. Now listen. If you can name each ghost hit, they're too present. If muting the ghost chains makes the groove feel stiff and less physical, you nailed it. Common mistakes to avoid as you tweak. Ghosts too loud, obviously. Ghost snares with too much low mid content, making everything cloudy. Over random timing so it sounds messy instead of intentional. Using the exact same snare sample with no filtering or envelope changes, so your ghosts sound like tiny clones. And too many ghosts everywhere. Rolling does not mean crowded. Let's wrap with a quick 10 to 15 minute practice drill you can repeat until it becomes muscle memory. Start with kick and main snare only, two bars at 174. Add a ghost snare layer on its own pad. Program exactly 4 ghost snares per bar, only on 16 THS. 2 pre-snare, 2 post-snare. Keep velocities between 20 and 40. Micro time only 2 ghost notes per bar, plus or minus 5 milliseconds max. Then a slash B test with bass playing. Mute and unmute the ghost chain. If it collapses when muted, but doesn't sound busier when unmuted, that is the exact sweet spot we're aiming for. And if you want the next level homework challenge after this lesson, build 3 ghost layers with different jobs. 1 mid-pap ghost snare, 1 air tick ghost snare, and 1 ultra-low ghost hat layer. This audio version is shortened for playback.